It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Matthew and having a wonderful time with this study. Matthew chapter 5. We're going to begin reading with verse 44. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. And so please that you'd open your Bibles and prepare for the study. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, our phone number here is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to check our website out, I'd love for you to take a look at that, www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. We've got many studies that we have. Many of the radio programs are there, the Sunday messages, our Constitution, the plan of salvation. Everything is there and very clear. So please that you take an opportunity to take a look at that. And if you'd like to get back to us, why, our email address is parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one will work just fine. Love to hear from you. What a wonderful opportunity it is to study the precious Word of God. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. We're going to end the reading of the Scripture at the end of the chapter there, and we're going to begin with prayer. Father, I just thank and praise you for the opportunity to come together and enjoy the study of your Word. I just thank and praise you for the radio ministry that you've given us, and thank you for the folks that come faithfully to listen. And just, Father, bless them, guide them through your Word. We know that it's the Word is spoken, but it must be the Spirit, your Holy Spirit. He needs to bring that Word to the heart. Show them, Father, that we're lost, we're an old wretched sinner, and we need to be saved. And that's, Father, what the reading of the Word and the then it opens the door that the Spirit can come, the Holy Spirit, and touch their lives and change their heart and bring them to the place of salvation. And then your Holy Spirit comes and lives within us, God within our hearts. And then we have the great teacher to teach us your Word each and every day. So I pray that all that are listening know that teacher. It is in their heart. And, Father, they can show us the way today. So please, just guide and lead us, Father. I thank and praise you for this, again, opportunity. And just lead us through the study today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Difficult words. Hate them, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, pray for them to despitefully use you and persecute you. I don't know about you, but that seems like a pretty good challenge, and it's very difficult to do. It is impossible to do on our own strength and our own effort. That's the way we do most of the things each and every day, is with our own efforts and our own strength. And we need to guide and depend upon the Lord for his direction and strength. To move in those directions, we must surrender unto the Lord. And that is where the work begins. And so for us to understand those that despitefully use you is to injure you, to persecute you. And as we have said in the past, this is an individual basis, but it also, many of these things deal with a judgment that is made by the justice system, by our judicial system. We know that our judicial system is not what it should be. It's not perfect. And so for us to find a result, and many times those results are not what we want. But please understand, if they're not what we think should have been the outcome, we need to accept that outcome, know that our Lord is a perfect judge. And if we have been injured or some injustice has been done to us as an individual, we need to realize that God will make that right. So don't think for a minute that somebody has gotten away with something, because they have not. Maybe in this lifetime, and maybe right now it seems that way, but they have not. They will not get away with it. And so what we need to do then is do something that seems almost impossible, and that is that we need to forgive them, pray for them, pray that they be saved, pray that they come to know the truth, because we don't desire that anyone spend eternity in hell. We get to a place sometimes when something's happened to us and we haven't been treated kindly, that then we really come to that place that we wonder, what, you know, how can I do this? How can I not, curse them? How can I not hate them? How can I pray for them and pray that they be cared for and kindness? How can I do that? We can do that by understanding who our God is and what He has done for us. Now, if you're not a child of God, if you're not born again, I understand. This is impossible for you to do. Because only if you're born again, only if you've trusted in the precious blood of Christ, only if you've looked to the cross of Calvary where He died, Jesus died on that cross to save you and me, died for every individual. And that's where the real love comes in. Our God knew who was going to trust in Him and who was not. And yet He died for every single individual that's ever lived or ever will live. So that in itself shows a greater love than we can imagine. Then He died for us not after we had trusted in Him or accepted Him. He died for us while we still hated Him and were separated from Him. And yet He died for us. We have no desire for Him. We don't want to serve our God. We don't want to praise our God. We don't want to do any of that. And yet, in that condition that I was in, that you were in, or maybe still are in that condition, because you have not trusted in Jesus, He died for you. He gave everything for you. Now, the next verse here, it kind of brings it to light just a little bit, because verse 45 says, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For He maketh His Son. Now, don't miss that. I love that. His Son. It's S-U-N, not S-O-N, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus, but the Son, that beautiful ball of fire that's in the sky that warms the day, that brings growth to our plants and to our lives. We need that sun. He also sends the rain on the just and the unjust. Died for every single individual, knowing that a multitude, the majority of the people, will never trust in Him, never accept that wonderful free gift of salvation. And then on top of that, He even allows the rain and the sunshine to flow out on all those many that curse him, many that stand against him, those that promote to kill babies, to that abortion is acceptable, it's a woman's choice. What a lie. That baby, that individual is a child of God, born, created. We as conception took place, and God allows that child to be brought together, and those two individuals make one. And what a joy to watch that baby be born. And yet today we have butcher shops that literally just butcher these children. They murder them. I don't know how the conscience of people can be so cold to do that. And yet on that very person, that doctor, that nurse, that individual, that woman that chose to do that, or that man that demanded that that woman do that, whatever the case might be, God allows the sun to shine upon him, the rain to fall upon him. And those words are words of the blessings of the Lord are poured out upon him. How can that be? It's just a small idea for us to understand the love of God and how that in order for us to bring our neighbors, our family members, and our enemies over to the Lord's side, we must be different than the world. And that's some of the examples that are given here. We've got some verses of Scripture here that I'd like to read, and I think you'll understand why in as we read them. Psalms 7:11. Psalms 7:11. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. Now, that may seem a little strange in what we've just been talking about. The point is, and we've got other scripture verses here, he loves that individual, but he hates their sin. And that's the difference. That's what we need to do. We need to look beyond what they're doing and look all the way down to realize there's a soul there that's going to spend eternity in the lake of fire if our God can't reach them. And that's where we can turn our hatred to the love. We need to see that. God puts his Son down upon them. S-U-N. He allows the rain to pour down upon them to bless them. We need to see that. We need to recognize that. He does that so that they will search and come, and he shows his love towards them. He calls them, and they have an opportunity to accept or reject. But he hates the wicked. He hates what they're doing. Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, that all should come to repentance. Why does he tarry in not bringing judgment to some of these people? Because he desires that they would be saved. No matter what they've done, no matter what they've said, the desire of our God's heart is that they come to know the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as their Savior, and be saved, born again, enjoy his wisdom, his joy, his peace, and enjoy an eternity with him, not in the lake of fire that burns forever, the gnashing of teeth, the eternal pain and suffering that's there. Our God desires that none should perish. Nahum. What a joy to look to the scripture verses. We have Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. Kind of gives you an idea here. It's a very small book. Micah, and there is Nahum. If you'll notice, I had to turn to it. It takes a little bit to find it sometimes. Nahum chapter 1, verse 3. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. And will not at all acquit the wicked. There we at judgment day, if they have not chosen to come by faith to the Lord Jesus. Ezekiel. Ezekiel, Daniel. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 23. Ezekiel 18, 23. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live? Do you see the heart that our God has? And we need to have the same. I hope that those few verses of Scripture helped you to see not only who our God is, but who we should be, because we are a child of God. God's love for the souls of the wicked coexists with his hatred for wickedness. Only God's all-sufficient grace gives up strength. He gives us strength to love the sinner. Got some more verses of scripture here. Exodus 23. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. Exodus 23. Verse 4 and 5. If thou meet thine enemy's ox or his ass going astray, thou shalt surely bring it back to him again. If thou seest the ass of him that hateth thee lying under his burden, and wouldst forbear to help him, thou should surely help with him. The joy of always helping. Whether there are enemy or whether there are best friend, we should always stop and help. Proverbs 24. Psalms, Proverbs, chapter 24, verses 17 through 29. Love the book of Proverbs. Proverbs, chapter 24, verse 17. Rejoice not when thine enemy falleth, and let not thine heart be glad when he stumbles, lest the Lord see it, and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him. Fret not thyself because of evil men, neither be thou envious at the wicked. For there shall be no reward to the evil man. The candle of the wicked shall be put out. My son, fear thou the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change, for their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both? These things also belong. These also belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect of persons in judgment. He that saith unto the wicked, Thou art righteous, him shall the people curse, nations shall abhor him. But to them that rebuke him shall be delight, and a good blessing shall come upon them. Every man shall kiss his lips that giveth a right answer. Prepare thy work without, and make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterwards build thine house. Be not a witness against thy neighbor without cause, and deceive not with thy lips. Say not, I will do so to him as he hath done to me. I will render to the man according to his work. We've got no place for vengeance. No place for revenge. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians. As I tell the class, the five T's, 1st, 2nd Thessalonians, 1st, 2nd Timothy, Titus, the five T's helps you to remember. Go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in the flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Understand, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. There's a day, and be assured God's word is true, there is a day that it will be taken care of. And so it's not our place, it should not be our life, to worry and fret and try to figure out how we're going to get back at them for what they have done or what they have said. We need to walk each day trusting in our Lord, no matter how much it has seems like it has taken away from us. Our God will care for us and protect us. Once again, now we're back to that verse 45, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. The sons of our Father which is in heaven. Believers are the sons of God, the children of God, yes. We are his sons because we are his offspring. But all men are sons of God by creation. Not all men are sons of God by redemption. In other words, not everybody has come by faith to the Lord Jesus and been saved. And as we have already made note, it's his son, it's his reign, and son is S-U-N. We as believers need to rise above revenge. We don't need to avenge our enemies. God will take care of that. And there are enemies here. Don't misunderstand me. There are those that have stolen and cheated and taken things from us, things that are very important. And we wonder how can justice be? The law can't seem to find it. The law can't catch them. Or we've been mistreated by the law because all the truths weren't known, and yet things didn't turn out the way we thought they should. We need to understand that God will take care of that, as we have just read. We need to show kindness to those that despitefully use you. And the more we can do that, the more we are like the Lord Jesus. He gives us further example here in verse 46, "For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye?" In other words, to love someone that has returned love back to you, that's not difficult. It's easy to like them. It's easy to love them. It's easy to help them. It's easy to those things. Do not the publicans the same? Jesus here tells us that we will be rewarded for loving our enemy. That's what we are looking at here. What a joy, loving our enemy. What an opportunity to show who the Lord Jesus is. So we come to the conclusion that we should love them that persecute us. Now, this is something that is again, very difficult to do. But we need to see that the love of God is present. The love of God is here for us to know and to see. Let's look at Luke chapter 6 to see if we can kind of get an understanding how it's not our place to hate. It's not our place as a believer in Jesus Christ. If you don't know Jesus, I understand, because there's no way that you can have this. Verse 32, "For if ye love them which love you, what think ye have ye? For sinners also love that love them." In other words, you can be a criminal, but somebody that works with you and has the same mindset as you, you get along with them just fine. Well, kind of the same thing with us. Yeah, there's not much different there. Verse 33, "And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what think have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend to them that to whom ye have hope to receive, what thank have ye?" In other words, if someone is helping you, you've helped them, they help you back and forth, that's the world's way. Sure, I'll help you, but there'll be a day I'm going to ask for that favor back. Now, that's the world's way. That's not God's way. Verse 35. "But love ye your enemies, do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest, for He is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil." Once again, we're talking about something that's just almost impossible for us to imagine, to think about. And yet it is just telling us and showing us how great the love our God is. Don't serve God out of duty. Serve Him out of love. In other words, to do the things we're talking about doing, it has to be through the power of God. It is not through your own strength and power. And so when we begin to come to church because we want to hear the Word of God, we want to fellowship with believers, we want to grow. I'm coming to grow. I want to learn something, and I want to help somebody. It's not out of duty, but it's out of a love that God has placed in our heart. That's what we need to do. Now, we're going to start here next time we get together with Hebrews chapter 11. And we're going to start reading there because it's an important scripture. It's 11:24 through 26, if you'd like to read ahead and start there. And we're going to take a look at the publicans and Zacharias and those that were of that other side to see what they were made of too. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?